Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Everybody, it is Friday, the Friday show with me, Joe Beamer, here on WBEN. As I always say, hope everyone's having a great kickoff to their weekend. Hopefully you have some nice fun planned or just a relaxing weekend. And hey, it's January 24th and it feels like spring outside. Now, I brought my winter jacket to work on habit. I bet I will be carrying that to the car instead of wearing it to the car because it is, for January, beautiful outside. I'm always amazed how 43, 44 degrees feels in January compared to how it feels when it first drops to 44 degrees. You know, you've had summer, you've had August, part of September. And then you walk out, it's 44, and you bundle up. But in January, when it hits 44, it's tropical. Get the flip-flops. Get the shorts. Take it all in. Great day for a run, as Aaron Minkowski said earlier. So when you get out of work or maybe on your lunch break, enjoy the beautiful weather we have on this beautiful Friday morning. I have to say, I know Tom mentioned this yesterday, but I'd like to make a comment about it. So 2 days ago, during this impeachment trial, which we are not talking about today, so hopefully you like that. We will not be talking about impeachment. We're going to touch on a few topics, hopefully finish with a fun one. We'll see how the show goes. But on Wednesday night, I am perusing through Twitter, and I noticed the county executive said, just an observation, if you cut the cord and just watch broadcast TV or some service without cable news, you can currently watch the People's Court, but not the trial of the President of the United States. Says a lot about America today and why we are in the current situation. That's why we're in the current situation? Because broadcast TV is trying to make money and knows if they carry the impeachment trial instead of their primetime lineup, they're just going to lose more viewers. Guess what? I hope someone broke the news to Mark. Wednesday night, I was watching the ACC network, and they were showing college basketball instead of the impeachment trial of the president. Can you believe that? The audacity of the ACC network to show Virginia Tech, UNC, and not the impeachment trial. It's not the broadcast TV's job Their job is to bring in revenue, bring in ratings. Guess what? Most people couldn't care less about the impeachment trial. Okay? They get their updates. They listen to us. They turn on a news station for about 30 minutes, and they tune out. No one wants to sit there and watch Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff talk for hours on end. That's not people's idea of entertainment. Doesn't mean they're not informed. It means they don't want to sit there and watch 12 hours of a boring trial that we all know where it's going to end. So yeah, the broadcast networks weren't carrying it at night, and the People's Court was on. Guess what? It was a great episode. Just like Judge Judy yesterday was a great episode. Why? It's entertaining, and it's 30 minutes. And when you're watching that case, it actually might be about something real and not made up. So I thought that was hilarious that he's attacking broadcast television stations for not carrying the impeachment trial. Well, they're in the business to make money, and a majority of Americans, you guys laugh at me, would rather watch The Bachelor than watch a Senate trial for impeachment. I'd like to go back to the 90s when President Clinton's impeachment trial was going on. Did the broadcast networks carry that for hours on end? And if not, were the same people complaining about it? I don't remember. But I think it'd be interesting to go look up, see if the same complaints were out there. But like I said, we are not talking impeachment trial today. We're going to start off with Chris Collins, because I want to know from you, Buffalo, New York, should President Trump impeach former Congressman Chris Collins? That is our first question of the day. Then, oh, did I say impeach? Thank you, Tony. I mean, pardon. Should the president pardon former Congressman Chris Collins? That'll be the first part of the show. And then the second part of the show, I want to talk about breakups. Celino and Barnes breaking up. Let's talk about you breaking up. But first, we're going to talk Chris Collins when we come back. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer with you. It is Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't know if you saw it this morning, but Roger Federer in a tiebreak in the fifth set won. He lost the first set, lost the fourth set, was down 8-4 at one point in the tiebreak, came back and won it 10-8. So that was exciting to watch this morning. Now, in this first hour, I want to talk about Chris Collins. All right, he's been sentenced. He pled guilty. So I kind of want to close the book on the Chris Collins news, right? I mean, it's pretty much over. Everything is settled. He is going to prison in March. But I want to know from you two questions. Will President Trump pardon Chris Collins? And then should he pardon Chris Collins? Now, I thought I was going to be in the minority here with our audience. I don't think he should pardon Chris Collins. And I don't mean just before the election. I mean even after the election. Now, you might remember in 2018, to the chagrin of many, I said that Republicans in NY27 in 2018 should put their support behind Nate McMurray. Now, I didn't say that because I agreed with Nate McMurray's policies. I did think at the time Nate McMurray was a nice guy. He has since proven me wrong on Twitter. But I said I think Republicans should put their support behind him in 2018 because we want to be, for Republicans out there, the party that leads by example, not the party that do as I say, not as I do. Okay? Republicans like to attack Democrats when they're found in violation of laws, when they do some when they do some shady activities. We like to be able to call them out. Well, then don't do something that they can call you out on. And that's why in 2018, my support was behind Nate McMurray. So all of this wouldn't happen. What we're seeing now with the special election, the president getting bad press because Chris Collins was the first to endorse him, for a first member of Congress to endorse him. So I think it would be a bad look to not only before the election, but for the Republican Party, if President Trump pardoned Chris Collins, like I said, even after the election. Let him do his time. He broke the law. And he got a pretty decent sentence. 26 months, he'll probably be out in 2 years. I don't think you want to be the party that has the reputation of do as I say, not as I do. Leave that for the Democrats. Let's lead by example. Chris Collins broke the law. And he was really, really, it showed exactly what he was trying to do. So let him serve his time in what is not a maximum security prison, probably a very minimum security prison in the sunshine of Florida. And when he gets out, he'll still have a lot of money. But let's not have this one to look back on. You know, exactly what I said was going to happen in 2018, it happened. And now we are in a mess in NY27. The special election is in the governor's hands. It is going to be the same day as a Democrat presidential primary, which means it'll be extra difficult for the Republican Party to get people to go vote just for one thing. And this could have been avoided. And then Nate McMurray could have been removed in the 2020 election. But now, I don't know. I think it gave Republicans a bad look voting him in 2018. And I think the bad look will magnify if President Trump decides to pardon Chris Collins. I want to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930. We're going to start in Ontario with Pete. Pete, good morning.
Hey, you know, you're absolutely right. There should be no pardon. 26 months. He'll go in there and he'll teach a bunch of inmates some good, he'll give them some good learning skills and things like that. And I think that's it's white collar. So you'll have some friends around. Listen, I don't think at this point Mr. Trump should put his reputation in jeopardy for anybody but Michael Flynn, for anybody but Sheriff Joe Pyle, who is standing up for the sovereignty of America. All right, that's fine and good. But if you want to mess with insider trading and such, sorry, that's it. I like the way Mr. Trump goes in and protects the military. And then, of course, on the weekend, you have some of these low-life Democrats saying that he's not pro-military. I mean, all the illogical stuff that's coming from the left is awful. But I want to ask you, if it's a weak Republican show up on that day, that says a lot for the Republican Party locally. Like, I know anybody who listens to 930 is going to vote. If they're eligible, they're going to get out there and do it. But if they don't, if the Republicans within these districts don't get out, then they're in favor of driver's license for illegals. They're in favor for illegals getting food stamps and anything they can. They're in favor of having, babies born there that people just landing in from China can do because they'll have the U.S. citizen and the baby. They're in favor of America not being...
And Pete, I think Republicans are going to get lucky because by the time the New York primary rolls around, one candidate could already have it in the bag. So that would be less Democrats going to the polls. So it might backfire in the governor's face.
Yeah, you know what, too? This is going to, you got to really think of what's happening in the next 10 months. We have no idea how many Americans really saw the productivity of what a strong Republican conservative voice and proactive action can do, such as what the Trump administration has done. I'm very upset that he has a declassification of documents, that he's not gone after Hillary, that he's not fight fought for that part. Maybe Barr and John Huber, are all going to come out at one point, and that's going to be straightened out better. But at this point, we just need him back in office. And I'll tell you what, if we actually retake Congress and we hold the Senate and get up to 60 seats, which we'd need four more, and the vice president, no, three more, and the vice president then could be the vote that could put it into 60. That changes America overnight, and God willing, and I believe that's why Trump is there. He was put there from a greater power, because the characteristics that he has are the only person that could handle the daily abuse. Sorry, off script a bit, to be able to be where he's at. Remember, Chris Collins was one of his first advocates there in D.C., but that doesn't matter.
All right, Pete in Ontario, thanks for the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. Yeah, I think it's a bad look. Like Pete said, it's a minimum security prison. It's going to be in the beautiful sunshine of Florida. Let him serve his time. He broke the law, okay? Guess what? If we had done the same thing, we'd be in jail, and I'm pretty sure the president wouldn't pardon us. And I want you to look at it this way for the Republicans listening out there. Imagine if Chris Collins was a Democrat. Would you want the president to pardon him? I think if you look at it that way, you'll think, yeah, you know what? I don't really. Let him serve his time. And it's not that long of a time when you come to think of it. I wouldn't want to do it. But compared to what he might have had, to the sentence he might have gotten, it's not that bad. Sit there, think about what you did. You come out, you retired, you still have a ton of money. You can enjoy the rest of your retirement in Florida. But what say you? 803-0930, star 930. Should President Trump pardon former Congressman Chris Collins? Or I say no. What do you think? Do as I do, not do as I say. That should be the message from the Republican Party. Let's hope they start listening. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I could let this whole thing play, Tony. This reminds me of lacrosse practices at Amherst, because when we finally were able to move from the gym to outside the month before games actually started, Hen would blast music, and that was one song every practice. That song would come on. Maybe twice even sometimes. Hey, it's Joe Beamer here with you on the Friday show. And I want to tell you, sitting in a cold car is no fun. Skip scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories. Right now, get a $379 starter for just $279. That's a savings of $100. Only from GetMyPerks.com. Details at GetMyPerks.com. Remember, the perks of living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at GetMyPerks.com. We are this hour talking about Chris Collins, and will the president pardon him, and should the president pardon him. Now, I have to say, I'm surprised. I thought there'd be a lot of support for the former congressman getting pardoned, and a lot of people would disagree with me. But so far on the text board and the phone call we took, people are agreeing with me. I think it's a bad look to pardon Chris Collins. He's only going to be there for 2 years with good behavior. And, hey, I mean, he broke the law. Just think of it that way. If you were found guilty of insider trading, you would go to jail too. Most likely. Most likely. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, which is 3930, texter says, Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. Collins needs to serve his time. No one is above the law, right? I wonder, you know, I haven't heard that. No one is above the law. Have you guys heard that somewhere lately?
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
Nobody is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
No one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
That no person is above the law.
Nobody should be above the law.
Nobody should be above the law, including the President of the United States.
I'm sorry. I know I played that Monday. I love playing that clip. And the texter gave me a perfect leeway in to play No One is Above the Law. Also on the text board, no, he should pardon Collins. That would cause issues for Trump. And let's face it, it's a serious crime to cheat the way Collins did. And he's only got 2 years. He's got plenty of money. Like you said, Collins needs to ride this out. That's what I think. I'd like to know what you think. We'll go to Richard over in Clarence. Richard, good morning.
Yes, hi. Well, I think, yes, definitely he should be in jail. And the president should not pardon him either before the election or after the election. And they gave him a little bit of fine, $200,000. What did he save, $735,000? That's what his fine should have been. I mean, he's a multi-millionaire or whatever. And his son should pay the same amount of money that he saved, period.
You know, Richard, that's a great point. No one's really focusing in, but the fine was so much less than the money that Collins cheated the other people out of.
Yeah, he walked away with $500,000. Oh, that's really good.
It's a good point, Richard. Thanks for the call. Richard in Clarence opens up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go over to Eden and talk to Bill. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I think I'll be a little contrarian here.
All right.
I'm thinking it's a chess game that President Trump does because he does have a good deal of intelligence. And I think, yes, he probably will pardon Chris Collins, and I think he should, but there are some caveats here. I think he should do this after the election so that you don't have any electoral repercussions for that kind of an act. He could mention how publicly the Clintons, President Clinton and President Obama, had pardoned far more unsavory characters. He could tweet that out, and that could bring that to public consciousness. That won't be that bad of a narrative for the Democrats to use if they want to go after him for something after that. He could arrange with Chris Collins' lawyer in exchange that Chris, after he would get out, would voluntarily reimburse those who lost money with the innate stock when it tanked. That way there he's kind of helping them. Like someone had brought up before, the people who lost money, they didn't lose it because of Chris. They would have lost money anyway. It's just that he profited himself. And the reason that his son got probation was because Chris was more out for his own money that he put in, that he gave his son probably. And he even had so much money that it wouldn't really matter, so he shouldn't have done it in the first place. And after the election anyway, Chris would have been cooling his heels in the slammer for a few months. And a lot of people thought that he got more time than maybe he could have got. He could have got like a much higher fine and spent less time in prison. And for that, let's see, what is it? Because money for him would have been no option. So he'll be in there for a while, and then he'll be able to get out. And the last point was, Chris was, as we know, the first person who supported President Trump. This would show from President Trump that he's behind those who are with him and that he'll support and work with them, which is be kind of a thing that's important after the election, that we could all go forward and more people would in the Republican Party will work with him.
But Bill, don't you think that's a bad look? I mean, the Republican Party, members of the Republican Party did bring up pardons that former President Bill Clinton did at the end of his term. I think, hey, Democrat or Republican, you do the crime, you got to do the time. I just don't know what kind of message, maybe not for Trump, like you said, it would be after the election, but what kind of message it would send to independents out there about Republicans and letting their friends go because they threw support behind them.
That's a good point. I do understand that, and I know that it's not the best of looks, but I'm thinking still he would still be punished. He's going to feel awful that his son has probation, that he's tainted his son. It's kind of like the person that leaves their kid on the top of the car and drives off or something. They could have be charged, but the worst thing is that they've hurt their child. That's going to be the thing that bothers him for the rest of his life. And he should be punished. He's got enough money to cover probably everybody that lost money in the stock. So I think he should be punished, but it's just the way. It's like, and I understand if any one of us did it, but, you know, you kind of sort of admit there is some kind of a two-tiered justice system, like the famous people that do things, the doctor that that was drunk driving and killed someone, and they get off with less time, but they still get punished.
Well, then you know what? Trump can be the first one to say, that's got to change. You know, you're not getting any special favors. You broke the crime. You got to do the time. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. That's Bill in Eden. I pressed the wrong button there. Bill in Eden opening up a line for you. Yeah, right now, there is a two-tier system. Bill's right. If you are in a position of power, or if you are a celebrity, if you have money, you get less time than if one of us had broken the law. Unless you have connections to a very good attorney. But look at that crime. Think about if you had done it. You would have been in, you probably would have gotten 2 years, a heavy fine, probation. So yeah, there is a two-tier system. But remember, Donald Trump ran on, he's not your typical politician. So let's not do moves that your typical politician would do. Just because Chris Collins supported him, and I know he's thankful, but that doesn't mean Chris Collins can go around breaking the law. 803-0930, star 930. By the way, at 10:08, Erie County Comptroller and NY27 congressional candidate Stefan Mihailu will join us. We're going to talk about the secretivity, is that a word, of the meeting of NY27 leaders tomorrow. We're going to talk about that, the selection process. I also have a question for him about 2018 when we were supposedly going through this process. But we will get to that and your calls when we come back. It's Joe Beamer here on Friday on WBEN. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Bill, good morning. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, the edgy voice of Buffalo.
Oh, thanks, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, absolutely. I mean, Collins, you know, like you said, he did the crime, do the time. I think he got off a little light on the fine. I think that his son got off a little light on the fine, a little excessive, maybe on the probation. Maybe he should have done 6 months and a couple of years probation or something. These haters all the time. I mean, the money people are. So we can't doubt that. It's just I think Trump should definitely stay out of it. Like Bill from Eden, I'd like to remind him his double H hockey sticks about Malone, same thing. He just, I think he's a little misguided. People that do things that aren't accountable, there should be accountability. That's the reason that our country's in so many issues with so many things. There's no accountability anymore.
Hey, Bill, that's right. And what better way to lead by example than to say, hey, you've done this crime. I'm not going to pardon you. Just because, you know, you throw support behind the president doesn't mean you get off free with any crime you commit.
Absolutely, and especially being such a prominent person, especially he was one of the first to come out and endorse, you know, President Trump. But that doesn't give him leeway or gravity to be pardoned, I don't think. You know, it's, you got to look at it every level. You know, the, you know, like you've been playing that, and I love it. I love all these montages of everything, whether they're a video or they're audio. You know, you can't. Nobody's above the law, that type of thing, which is true. But you know, the law is the law. But you also have to prove that there's been something wrong, done wrong, and not just, you know, an opinion. It's the law.
All right, Bill in Williamsville, thank you so much for the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open at 3930. We've got 2 minutes. Let's go to Ann in Buffalo. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
And what do you think? Should Chris Collins be pardoned?
I don't think so on the whole. But I tell you something. We as people, we have a bad habit of saying what one should or shouldn't do, or what one done or they shouldn't have done. And I don't think that, you know, you can go on things like that. I think it's circumstances, and everybody should have their circumstances, but everybody that it surrounds them, they are capable, and, you know, and they have to live up, and they have to meet their justice or whatever. But when I can't stand it. It just bothers me when people run around and talk about the law. Nobody is above the law. Let me tell you something. If nobody was above the law, we would be in serious trouble. The Democrats have a bad habit of saying that. People on the outside have a bad habit of saying that. They should open up all jail houses in.
And sounds good. We got to go. We've got to get to Rush. But before I get to Rush, it is time for that 10 a.m. cash code virtual. V-I-R-T-U-A-L. Text virtual to 72881. You could win $1,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.